Hi, Robert. Wow, you have impressed me. Being able to recognize where you fail at being obedient and submissive is a huge step. Everyone fails sometimes, Robert. You are willing to admit your weaknesses and work to fix them. That is something you should be proud of. I see great things in your future. Choosing to come to me was a big decision. I've worked with countless men that long to embrace the obedient side and submit to their wives. The methods of training that I use are always successful. You will be glad that you have worked with me when you reap the rewards of truly being a submissive little bitch in your marriage. You already have a great marriage and an active sex life, so you are ahead of the game. You also seem to have a general idea of how to be submissive and obedient. You just haven't mastered it completely. Don't worry, darling. We're going to fix that. By the end of our training, you will no longer possess those selfish tendencies that seem to keep popping up. That is what this is, Robert. You have selfish tendencies. You want to be right. You want to be noticed. You want to be acknowledged. That is not acceptable. You exist to please your wife. Her needs are your needs. Her pleasure is your pleasure. Your job is to make her happy. Understand? Good. I can help you change that. I can help you become the grateful, appreciative, well-behaved husband that you want to be. The kind of man that deserves a beautiful and dominant wife like Karen. That's what you want, isn't it? Good. I'm going to need your help, though. I can only lead you. I can't make you behave. You have to commit to this training. You have to follow through. That's why I have a few rules when I work with little bitches like you. From here on out, I am to be addressed only as ma'am. When I tell you to do something, you do it with a yes, ma'am. When I ask a question, you answer with yes, ma'am. Simple as that. You are not to refer to me in any other way. You got that? Good. You're doing well. I now own you. Whatever I say goes. I make the rules. You do as I say, when I say. If it's uncomfortable, tough. You still obey me like the good little bitch that you are. I will make all of the rules. You will orgasm only when I say so, and that will be rare. Obedient men do not get to decide when they get pleasure. Your concern is now pleasing me and pleasing Karen. That's it. There will be rewards and punishments. I will decide what they are and when you will receive them. If you are rewarded or punished, you must take it. There are no exceptions. You must be consistent. I want you to listen to this audio every single night before you go to sleep. If you absolutely cannot listen at night, then listen at some point, but night is preferable. You cannot skip a single day. Every day for the next 30 days, you will listen to this audio. Every day. For the next 30 days, you will do as I say to do. Got it? Good. Now let's discuss the issues that we are going to work on today. We will start with your need to play with that cock. That's going to stop. It no longer belongs to you, Robert. It belongs to Karen. And during training, it belongs to me. You will also stop thinking of sex as your own pleasure. Sex is for the pleasure of your wife, and we are going to make sure that it stays that way. We will address other non-sexual ways that you will begin to serve your wife, things that will make her life easier and happier. Karen isn't a selfish man. Sex is not all she needs. There are things you could do for her that will make her just as happy, if not happier. Your constant need for attention will also be addressed. You're going to stop thinking that you need to be acknowledged. You should only be rewarded for something well done. You don't need to be rewarded for simply having a conversation. Karen is not the one that needs to change. You do. Karen's body belongs to Karen. She will allow you to touch it when she wants you to. So we are going to train you to appreciate seeing her naked without believing that you have a right to touch her. How do those things sound, Robert? They are the goals that we have for this training. You're on the right track. You just need help knowing how to do it properly. That's what I'm here for. Do you understand? Good. Robert, I know how badly you want to be appreciative of Karen and grateful for what she allows. You want to submit completely to her and be the obedient husband that you were meant to be. We are going to get you there. I promise. You mentioned that you don't want her involved in the beginning. That's fine. But know that when she begins to see you living to please her, she will want to be more actively involved. At that time, just let me know. I'd be glad to work with her one-on-one as well. It seems she already has started in her own way. I can help enhance that so that you both benefit from this new way of living in your relationship. If you've listened to any of my audios, then you already know how this works. We're going to get you nice and relaxed, freeing your mind of any worries that you do not need. Then I'm going to speak to you, in your free and clear mind, about the goals you want. We are going to discuss what you will be doing to reach the goal of complete obedience and servitude. We'll be getting started here in just a few, but I just want to remind you, Robert, you must stop living with those selfish ways. You must be consistent with this training and obey what you are told. You are no longer in charge. Is that clear? That's a good boy. Okay, Robert, now it's time to get started. I want you to lie back on the bed. Let your body sink into the bed as you feel yourself begin to relax. You can feel the stress and strain leaving you as your head and neck begin to sink deeper into the bed. Your shoulders lose all of their tension as you fall deeper into that mattress. Your chest relaxes, sinking deeper. Your stomach and back sink, and you feel all of the worries of the day begin to drift away. Your legs relax and you feel yourself sinking further and further. Your body feels like it is floating on a cloud, a big, puffy, soft cloud high in the sky. The cloud supports you as you feel every part of you relax further, deeper, floating along without a care in the world. You only listen to my voice as you drift further and deeper. My voice becomes whatever you want it to be, Robert. The breeze passing by. The waves crashing into the shore. I wonder if you can see those waves. Into the shore. Out to the sea, into the shore, out to the sea. And I wonder if you can watch those waves move in and out and listen to the sounds of them break against the sand. Feeling your body go deeper into relaxation. You begin to inhale and exhale. As the waves go out to sea, you inhale and exhale, breathing in new life and out the worries of the old. In and out. I wonder, Robert, if you see the bird walking along the shore, peaceful, quiet. And that bird takes off. You watch as it flies, wings moving against the wind, up and down, up, down. And that bird goes left, right, left, right, and here, and there. And here, and there, slowly floating in the air. And I wonder, Robert, if you can see that bird land on a set of stairs. And you are at the top of those stairs, looking down, deeper and deeper. You take the first step, down, further, deeper. You are walking towards your new life, Robert. Step 2. Closer. Deeper. Further down. You feel those negative thoughts drifting away the further you go. Step 3. Further and further. Closer to the bottom. You are letting the selfish ways drift out of your body. Step 4. Closer. Deeper. Towards the bottom. Step 5. Down. Down, deeper, closer to the bottom. Step 6. You are ready to reach the bottom. You are excited about what it brings, Robert. Step 7. Down, deeper. You no longer feel anything weighing you down. Step 8. You are free. You are ready to be the man you've always wanted to be. Step 9. Deeper, further down. You are almost there, Robert. Step 10. You have arrived. You have reached the bottom. Any last thoughts or worries that you have, leave your mind. They fly away like that bird, further away from you. Until they are gone. And I wonder, Robert, if you see a desk with a notepad, and you walk over to that desk and pick up that notepad. On the top page are words. They are the words that describe the man and husband you have been. Selfish, needy, dominant. You see all of these words and you know that they no longer exist. That is not who you are. So you take that paper and rip it from the notepad. You toss it and it flies away. The old you follows the birds and drifts further and further away. I wonder if you look at that notepad now and see a blank page, an empty page. This is where the new you will be, the serving and obedient and giving Robert. This is your new life. This is what you want. But you have to make some changes before this is what you can have. You know that, don't you, Robert? There are things you have done that are not obedient. Karen deserves much better, doesn't she? Good. She deserves a man that lives to please her, Robert. That is you. You will no longer care about what you want and need. All you want and need is to serve her, to make her happy. That is where your own pleasure will be. You've been masturbating, right? That is now unacceptable. As of this moment, you are to stop touching yourself. I know that you've been withholding orgasm and saving it for Karen, but you are still concerned with bringing yourself pleasure. That has to stop. Your pleasure is now tied to your wife's. Unless she or I tell you to touch yourself, you are not to do so. Understand? Good. Touching yourself will now be a reward and not a right. I want you to go and buy yourself a chastity device. You will lock that cock up for the next 30 days. That will stop you from being able to touch it. It belongs to Karen, and the only one allowed to decide it should be played with is Karen. Unless I allow it as part of the training. I want it locked tomorrow and to stay that way for 30 days. Are we clear? Good boy. You will now achieve your pleasure by pleasing Karen. Sex will no longer be about you. In fact, it will never be about you again. When Karen is in the mood, you will get down and lick her until she comes. You will satisfy Karen whenever and wherever she wants it. Your cock will no longer be a part of it, unless Karen requests it. It will stay locked up, even when you are intimate with her. Instead, you will focus on bringing your wife the pleasure that she deserves. Got me? Good. Now, Robert, serving your wife is not all about sex. Men always think sex is the only way to truly devote themselves to another. That's why men should submit to their wives. You have to bring her pleasure in all ways. This means that Karen shouldn't have to worry about anything. She doesn't need to cook dinner, clean the house, or have any obligations that you could be taking care of. You awake every day, and before you can even begin, your own hobbies are relaxing. You will do what she needs done. Clean that house from top to bottom. Make sure that the only errands that need to be done are done by you. Tend to Karen's needs. Once you have accomplished that, you may then do something you enjoy, if Karen sees fit. Your day now revolves around what she wants and needs, not you. Do you understand? That's good. Repeat after me. I will take care of Karen's needs before my own. You're doing great. Keep working out. You need to keep a nice hard body to please your wife. She wants you fit and ready for whatever she'd like from you. Don't skip that, or there will be punishment. Now, Robert, you seem to have a problem with needing attention. You want Karen to acknowledge the things you say. That is no longer going to happen. You do not need to be paid attention to every time you speak. In fact, you will now feel lucky when Karen talks to you at all. When she ignores your statement and adds her own, you will feel aroused, happy, pleased with the fact that she acknowledged you at all by even responding. It makes her happy, and that is your goal, right? I thought so. Seeing Karen naked is a privilege. It does not entitle you to touch. You may only touch when she asks or wants you to touch. You are no longer allowed to try and touch her or ask to touch her. She will tell you when you are allowed. She makes the rules now. If you cannot behave and be obedient, then we have to treat you like the little bitch you are. I want you to go and buy yourself a nice large ass-fucking dildo. When you misbehave, you are to bend over and have that tight little ass fucked until you can't take anymore. You will learn that you are not rewarded when you are not obedient. What you want is to touch and please Karen. If you disobey me, you will instead be fucked in the ass like a little bitch. If you are a good boy and do as you are told for 2 weeks, I will allow you to unlock that cock just once and play with it. You're not allowed to orgasm. If you do, you will have to lick it up from wherever it lands. Yes, boy, you heard me. You will take that tongue of yours and lick your own cum. You are not to take advantage of your reward. You will follow this training for 30 days without complaint. You will obey me. You will submit to Karen and become the submissive and obedient husband she deserves. This will bring both of you pleasure. A happy wife will make a happy husband. Stop trying to get that kiss from her. Instead, show her what a man you can be, and I'd bet she will be willing to give it to you on her own. Every woman wants to reward a loyal, obedient, and serving husband. Robert, you can do this. You want this. You don't want to be a selfish man, do you? You want to have a happy wife, correct? That's what I thought. Now I'm about to wake you up. When I do, you will feel refreshed, calm, happy. You will remember what I've said and be ready to get started. You will then become the man you've always wanted to be. Obedient, serving, and selfless. 5. You feel your desire for attention starting to dwindle. You know that you are lucky to have Karen, and she doesn't have to acknowledge you. Four. You are eager to lock up your cock and save it for Karen. Three. You will be obedient. You will treat Karen as she deserves to be treated. You know that you are merely there to please her, and you are happy to do so. 2. You are happy with who you are becoming. You are eager to get started. You will no longer try and touch her when she doesn't want to be touched. 1. Wake up. You are ready to please your wife and let her see how much happier you can make her. Robert, this is an amazing journey you have decided to take. You are going to find that as you please Karen more inside and outside of the bedroom, you are more likely to receive the rewards you want. Remember that whenever Karen is ready to embark on this journey, she can contact me for one-on-one training as well. She can also check out femdomtraining.ca to find many of my other audios that may just help her. You can do this, Robert. You will do this. It's what we all want. Come back and let me know how it goes. I want to hear about your failures and your successes. Communication is important, Robert. So is honesty. Don't let me down. Talk to you soon, sweetie.